Welcome to Babes in Voiceland. It's time to get comfortable and join in on the fun. You know, some people have wondered what we do to get ready, to prepare, to record when we do the babes.
That's an interesting question, I say.
Yes, yeah. It is. Right, Harry?
It I think is. It's interesting. Absolutely.
And, you know, we all have our things that we do. One thing that we all like to do is to inhale essential oils.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, we got our frankincense and our peppermint.
And that puts us in a good place.
It does.
Also,
Beth also suggests a glass of wine, right?
Or two,
right? That usually gets us in the mood as well.
Yeah, gets rid of all the negativity and all the stuff we don't want.
In fact,
in
I might have a sip right now. I just happen to have a glass of, what are we drinking, Terry?
Cabernet
Sauvignon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And while you're doing that, they're drinking, and I've been talking about meditation techniques, and I learned about a physical meditation technique where you actually move and talk for people that don't like to keep quiet when they meditate.
Right.
And we tried that.
We did.
And what did you think? Did you like it?
It was very relaxing, very freeing. It just kind of let everything just kind of roll off.
Well, it took me a while to understand what the hell was going on, okay? So they're doing all this. I wish you had all been here because I'm like, what are we doing? I did it, but I just didn't get it. But, and I do now. I understand.
But it's freeing. It helps relieve anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's really good. And then Terry suggested another meditation.
Doing like a Buddhist chant to kind of release things and just kind of empty
the
mind.
You do a chant. I'll do mine. I got one in my head.
Okay. Well, we're going. Nam myoho renge kyo, nam myoho renge
kyo, nam myoho renge kyo. Okay, can I say mine?
Yeah.
Yabba dabba doo. Da 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 da
da da da da da da da da. And that's how we compliment each other, folks.
That's my chant. Yabba dabba doo.
Well, it makes you just as happy and just as centered, so that works.
Who can be sad if you're thinking of Fred Flintstone with his little feet running that little car.
I can't imagine.
Who could not be happy thinking of that?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
Well, do you think kids even know who Fred Flintstone is?
Yeah, because they redid the movie not all that long ago.
Oh, okay.
And here in Vegas, they have a garage that has like movie cars from the movies.
They do?
There's the old Batman car. You remember the one from the 70s?
Yes.
That Batman.
There's a guy that did all those cars. I can't think of his name.
Yeah. And
it's here in Vegas. Well, see, Vegas has everything.
Down at Trop.
Ladies and gentlemen, Vegas has everything.
Yeah, Vegas has everything. And I think what we should do every month is just talk about one thing in Vegas that we go to that we think would be great for either locals or visitors.
What do you think about that?
And this garage is not that far from the Strip. It's like Trop and Dean Martin.
Can you get us the stats on that? And maybe
I think I can.
Next
I can
week,
find
we'll
it a lot more.
Our first
because
place.
Liberace has cars there as well. And so I've got a friend with the connections.
Oh, you got a friend.
Oh, you do?
I do. Yeah.
Well, let's go.
Okay,
listen, I have some place I would like us all to visit because I've never been. Grady went with his brother, but I was working or something that day. I didn't get to go. I would like us all to go to the Mob Museum. Have you been?
No, I have not been.
Would you mind going again with us?
No, of course I'd go with you.
Okay, yeah, I want to go to the, it's one of our outings. I want to go to the Mob Museum.
We can do the Mob Museum, which is on the other side of town.
Yeah.
And then we can go to the garage where all these cars are, and the Fred Flintstone car is there. That's why it got started. We could, you know.
And hit a deli in the middle.
Oh, there we go.
You know
Let's
what?
Let's go plan.
Well, all I can say
is.
We're
on a cow path, folks. Here we go.
All I can say is, yabba dabba doo.
Okay, so when I came in this afternoon, or today, it doesn't really matter because time has no meaning with the babes.
True.
But when I came in today, I really wanted to share something with everybody, which was James Corden with Paul McCartney on Carpool Karaoke.
It was awesome.
So we sat down and we listened to it, and it was so good. If you haven't heard it, you have to Google it. And if you don't know the Beatles, why not? Because you really should. But the Beatles were like the best band ever. I love the Beatles. Yes. I love Paul. And it was just such a wonderful, wonderful thing. I'm speechless, and it's very hard for me to be speechless.
Yes, we
I am
know.
Speechless. Yes, takes one to know one. But it's
always have to have the last word.
Yes, I do. But Diana, what did you think of James Corden and Paul McCartney today?
I thought it was the coolest thing ever to see Paul McCartney go back to his neighborhood in Liverpool on Penny Lane while they sang Penny Lane.
Yeah.
And for him to walk into the house he grew up in that he hadn't visited in over 50 years.
Yeah.
And having been back to Michigan and actually gone to my childhood home and had the opportunity to walk through it, it is, you're instantly transported through time.
Yes.
Oh, and and so you can
that.
See him explaining things to James Corden while he was experiencing them at the same time. And then they would burst into song. Randomly, and it was the coolest thing ever. And it was Beatles songs. It was Beatles songs.
Yes.
Everybody knows Beatles songs.
And they still hold up.
Yeah. Everybody has to go on YouTube and look for that video. It's 23 minutes long, but it was worth it. I felt like we were sitting there for five minutes.
And
it was awesome.
I don't like the Beatles that much, but my dog is named Penny Lane. You realize that.
You don't like the Beatles that much.
Okay,
I thought that
the coolest thing about that was when he was at the pub where they used to play. And you got to watch the video to see how they tricked people into the first exposure to Paul McCartney and singing.
Right.
But the coolest thing was when he was singing in this pub, all of these people, young and old, young and old, were singing along.
That's true.
They knew all the words.
All of the words.
Yeah.
It was the neatest thing ever. What do you think, Terry?
Well, oh, definitely. I was going to mention that about the younger generation and then one girl with the tattoos.
Yeah, the Beatle tattoos on her arm.
I mean, she was so excited to see him up there, and she was probably 20-ish.
I loved his story about how the song Let It Be, how he was inspired. You got to see the video.
Yeah.
We don't want to do any spoiling here.
It made James Corden cry.
It made us all cry. We all got a little verklempt.
You know what was special to me? And this will sound funny, but, you know, I was a musician back in the day. And, you know, back then we were kids and we didn't have all the big equipment. And, you know, a lot of the stuff exists now. It wasn't even invented yet.
Right.
And when he said that he would take his guitar and sing in the bathroom, I bust out laughing because when Lynn and I had the band, that's what we would do. We'd take all the towels and, you know, bath mats, everything out of the bathroom and record in there to get the natural reverb.
Right, it's natural reverb,
you know,
in the bathroom.
Wow. And I did that so many times.
Everybody did that on the road,
too. Yeah.
But you know that you never sound better than when you're singing in the shower, so it makes sense.
Totally.
Would be why.
That's
there
why.
You go.
Well,
actually, no,
new.
But that's okay.
Just don't flush when I'm in there.
Yeah, but it's a great history lesson. It's a really great overview of Liverpool, and it's wonderful seeing Paul, and he sounds great. He looks great. And it just brought so much joy to us when we watched it today. So you should all watch it, too. It's really going to make you feel good.
Make sure you watch that YouTube. Okay, listen, Diana's in the bathroom. Now everyone knows.
Oh, my God. You couldn't say indisposed?
Diana's indisposed. Well, it might sound like she's sick. Diana's in the restroom.
No, she could be on the phone.
And so we're going to talk about something.
She could be anywhere.
Well, we're going to talk about something the three of us did without her.
Because she was sick.
She was sick.
Yeah.
So the three of us went to see Book Club at the movies, Terry and Erica and I.
Yes, we did.
And you know what? It's a really good movie. I enjoyed it, didn't you?
I did. I did enjoy it. It was, well, because I was with you guys.
Well, it was awesome, just the three of us being together, hanging out. We did do a little drinking.
We did.
Before it started.
We decided that it was tea time in England, so we could go ahead and start drinking.
That's right.
And it's 9:30 somewhere.
Erica called and said, where are you guys? Are you at the food court? We're like, no, we're at the bar.
Because we were supposed to meet at the food court.
Well, but we were gambling and drinking.
Yes, you were.
Yes, you were.
So we just gambled a little and drank just a little bit, and then we went to the movie. We didn't even get popcorn. I didn't even think about
it. No, it's because we ate right before we went.
Because we went
to
the food court and ate before that, remember?
Yeah.
That's right. We did eventually get to the food court.
Yeah, we did eventually. But the movie was very cute. It was good. It was empowering. It was all women who are older. Like Jane Fonda is like in her late 70s, right?
And Candice Bergen, I love her so much.
She's so good. Mary Steenburgen,
I love her so much. Do you know what? Do you want to hear why I love Candice Bergen?
Why?
I'll tell you really quick.
Okay.
Because when David was sick, we went to see Murphy Brown. It was his very favorite show.
Uh-huh.
And I had arranged it with some people I knew that were in the industry for him to go down and talk to her after the show.
Oh.
And he was so excited. And he took a picture with her. And I didn't realize at the time, but you remember how her office was in Murphy Brown and she had the magazines?
Uh-huh.
And those were real magazines of her. And he arranged it so that their picture was taken in front of this magazine on the set because he had that magazine at home. I didn't know. And
every
time he went to the hospital when he got really sick, he always took that picture framed and set it up on the table at the hospital. I'll have to show it to you sometime.
That's very cool.
So that's why I really love Candice Bergen. She was so sweet to him. It was lovely.
But it would have been better if my Chester was with
us. Yes, we missed you so
much. I don't want to hear it. I already heard that
you guys got
to gamble and drink because the stick in the mud wasn't there. So
okay.
I get it.
Oh, come on.
We can go again.
She's the sane one. It was only noon.
Well, Terry said, is it too
I actually
early
was
to
looking
drink?
For a little backup, but you weren't there because I wasn't really into drinking and gambling either that day.
But Terry said, it's kind of early. And I looked at her and said, what time is it in England? It's always time to drink somewhere. So we did.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, but a new movie did come out, right?
Oh, another one that we wanted to see, right?
Yes. What is it?
I
don't know.
Oh, gosh. George Clooney was in it, but now it's Sandra Bullock.
Ocean's 8?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you win. Yes, Ocean's 8.
Is it the girl power version of the Ocean's movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is,
Yeah. Who else has something they need to get off their chest?
Here's a question for everyone. You know, we all get really, really stressed with everything that happens in our daily lives. What does everyone do for stress relief, or what is your favorite stress relief thing? Diana.
Legal or illegal?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
One of each.
Oh, my gosh. I've had so many different outlets. For me, I just sing.
Really?
I sing. I put on music that I love that is matched with my voice well, and I just sing until it all pours out of
That's
me.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the alternative thing is I clean. So if you ever come over and my house is spotless, you know I was really pissed off about
that.
She's like Snow White. She sings and cleans.
Oh, we have to call her Snow White now.
Not with my tan. You're not calling me Snow White.
That's funny.
Terry, what about you? What do you do?
I wish I cleaned. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Singing does make me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But when I am stressed and those knots are in my neck, really what I want is a massage. I really want to
get a
massage.
Have I got a gal for you? Because I get one every 2 weeks.
Yeah. Really?
Clockwork. Oh, yeah.
That would be nice. But I don't. And so what do? I eat and I drink.
There you go.
Wait.
No, I need to be cleaning.
Food and cocktail. Food and a cocktail. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, my scale in my closet says otherwise.
Well, dang it.
But that's funny.
That's
if it
good.
Didn't, yeah.
Yeah.
Erica.
I have a lot of stress busters because I have a lot of stress, or I did have a lot of stress. I don't have that much now, but
it's
did have a lot of stress. I went through a lot of periods of stress. So one thing is I like to go back into nature, you know, to Red Rock, go to the ocean. The ocean just revives me. It makes
that's
me feel
true.
Better.
That's true. You're always talking about an ocean.
Right. I always like to go to the ocean. It just like takes all the, you know, all the yucky stuff out and just cleans my cells and makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes for stress relief, I do sing also.
Uh-huh.
And I like to laugh. I think laughter is a great stress
absolutely.
Buster, which is probably
true.
Why we all do this.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And I also got this great little roller that vibrates. It's a roller.
I love anything that vibrates.
No, wait.
Hold on.
I was
mind's out of the gutter, everyone.
I didn't think this was the show to mention our favorite stress relief, I'm sure, for all of us, but never mind. Go ahead.
Well, what is that? Pray tell, Beth.
Oh,
I guess we'll get to you in a second.
You started it.
Okay. Well, you know those big rollers that you roll out your muscles on and stuff that they use at the gym? Well, they have vibrating ones now.
Oh, my God.
At the gym? at the gym?
In physical therapy, my Danny boy would use it on me all the time. And it was so great that I went and got one of my own.
Really?
And when I'm
from therapy, right?
It's therapy.
Very therapy.
My Medicare paid
get
big
your
money
mind
for
out
this.
Of the gutter. Don't go down that cow path.
And I have a vibrating ruler. And when I'm stressed, especially in my shoulders and in my back, I use this vibrating ruler, and it really helps.
I'm glad you clarified your body parts.
Well,
la, 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 la.
For now.
For now.
Okay, Beth, what do you do for stress?
What do I do for stress relief? Well,
cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It is. Listen, if it's late at night, you know, sometimes are you laying in bed late at night and you just can't get something out of your head? I mean, I might have something bother me that happened 20 years ago. Oh. And I'm like, what? Why am I thinking about this? This happened 20 years ago. This happened 25 years ago, you know? Hmm. And so if I get something in my head, I cannot get out. I just get up and watch sitcoms. I put the headphones on so I don't wake radio. And I watch sitcoms, and it just I get so involved in the show that I forget what I'm thinking about. But really, if I'm really stressed, I swear to God, I go to Red Rock. Because
not the nature,
not Red Rock Canyon,
no,
not Red Rock Canyon,
Casino.
No, nature does nothing for me for stress relief. Nothing. It's just like, oh God, I'm walking in this hot sun. Nothing.
Oh my goodness.
You know what? I'll tell you what it is. I don't care if I'm playing nickels, dimes, quarters. It doesn't matter. When I sit in front of a machine, I like zone into the game, and like the machine and I become one.
Yeah, I've seen you in action. It scares the shit out of me.
Swear to God. And I just become one with the machine.
Wow.
And you know what? I taught this to Art. You know, my cousin that passed away, he was so stressed over a situation he was in. I said, listen, let's go to the Rock. We're just going to play. Wait for that royal. And I said, you will get so into the video poker that you're just going to forget what you're worried about. And he's like, oh, my God, it's
funny. That stresses me out.
Yeah,
I become one with the universe. Like Red Rock Canyon, I become one with the earth.
Yeah, no, that's like, is there going to be a snake here?
It's like,
yeah.
And yet we all get along just fine.
We do.
With each other.
But it really, I knew you guys would laugh at me, but it's true.
We're laughing with you, Beth. We're laughing with you.
Whatever works, baby. Yeah. That's all.
You know what? I could be playing games on my phone, the same thing. Mm-hmm. It's just.
But I know one thing that we all agree on. Essential oils, right? We use them before we record every time, and it stresses us out. It doesn't stress us out, it de-stresses us, and it gives us a clear mind and focus, and we get to be funny and have a good time.
And thank you, Terry, for bringing them every time.
Absolutely.
Yay, Terry. Okay, time for a snort. See ya.
Had so much fun. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can hear us on babesinvoiceland.com, Apple Podcast, or WWDBTV.com.